to A Nightmare on Fear Street.
We're Trent and Sheree, and we're chatting about the fiercest genre.
Expect hot takes, cold drinks, and a couple of fights.
Check out the link in the episode description to connect with us via the usual socials, Patreon, and our YouTube channel.
Because I'm an adult.
We're here. We're live. Hello, world. Yes, we are here, and we are talking about Chucky Season 3, Episode 7, There Will Be Blood, and we're joined by the lovely, the fierce Cat and Evil Tyrone. Welcome back.
Yes.
I guess I should say that to myself. Welcome back to myself.
Yeah, welcome back. Been gone. Right? I'm like, whoa, Trent's here. Special guest. Let's go. All
right. Yes.
I love it because the people is definitely just like, who all hosts this show now? And I'm just like, listen.
Sorry, y'all. I'm back, though, here to talk about Chucky because, Lord, I got caught up last night in SX Ray and I was like, I don't know what my life is, but I'm caught up.
What is life with Chucky? literally. But let us get Kat and Tyrone and tell people where to find them before we get into all these shenanigans because Charles and I was doing a fucking lot and we will forget by the time we're all done. So tell them where you would both like to be found if they don't already find you those places.
Oh, well, hey. Well, my glass was the sideways, and I'm Kat, one half of Girl That's Scary. You can find me on all the things Girl That's Scary. You can also find me on the Alter Tapes because it's a revolving door of guests just like this show. And we're outside, and we're having a good time talking about shorts on the Alter Channel. And I'm so happy to be back. It's been a while. And I'm excited because I, too, spent the night and day catching up on the entire season. So let's fucking get it.
Listen. Yes, yes. And I am the Evil Tyrone. You know, you can catch me, the Evil Tyrone, on all the social medias, all of them, Evil Live, you know, where I co-host, you know, a show, you know, with the lovely Lady Evil, you know, doing our thing, talking to the people in the community, you know, having a laugh. You know, and you can also catch me on a few episodes of Nightmare on Fear Street, getting it in. Like, I feel like I'm a resident here now at this point.
You are. Moved in. You didn't know, but you moved in.
Y'all are both on the street. You can't leave. I'm not sorry. for those of y'all who don't know, Girl That's Scary puts out episodes on Thursdays. Today is a Thursday. So after this, you can be like, let me slide over there. And Tyrone goes live tomorrow night because Tyrone is always live. I've stopped trying to keep up with you actually live. I'm just like, I'll see it all Sunday because Tyrone's just like, surprise! And I'm just like, what? It's 2 in the afternoon. What are you doing?
whenever someone says yes and they're like, all right, when are we planning this? I'm like, tomorrow. They're like, all right. I'm like, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. Let's go. Let's do this.
You got to get it in. You got to get it in now. Nowadays, people get busy and they got things to do. So you got like tomorrow, today, 2 hours from now. You ready? Right now. Let's go.
I love it. I love it. There's always content amongst my friends on the street because we wanted them to leave. we're talking about Chucky and his messy ass. Because I want to say that Girl That's Scary closes out last season, so let's start with Tyrone, and then we'll go with Kat for the order of notes, if that makes sense. I probably reversed it, because I don't remember things in time, but that's what we're going to do. What's your first note, Tyrone?
I think that just the, as far as the show opening up, you know, this episode with Chucky, well, Charles Lee Ray, you know, talking to Dembe La, I was just like, what? Like, my brain exploded. I'm like, are we really in some like meta, you know, some sort of philosophy, philosophical, you know, timeline here where we're watching, you know, two icons, you know, because if you are embedded in this show and this lexicon of this whole series, whether it be the show or the movies, you know, Charles Lee Ray. And you know this doll. And it was, I don't know, it's just an iconic scene for me just to see them back and forth, you know.
It's the only one-man show I'm supporting this lifetime. I don't see nobody else try it. Don't try me. As a longtime caller of Chucky, I was super emotional because we always forget Brad Dourif doesn't get to play in this world that he helped build. He's in a box by himself being like, fuck you kids and fuck you Devin. So seeing him wander around and flip kids off in person and like kill Devin Sawa in person, like get it, girl, get it. No notes. No notes. Emmy.
Yes. Agreed. I did have a question though, because I think I might have just missed like a piece of the dialogue or something. So what does Chucky have to do to get out of the spirit world? Is it just kill Jake? Is that what he has to do? Or like kill him in a certain way? He's just like styled. I'm like, what you mean style? Style's a lot of things.
Kat is raising their hand.
I am literally like, yes. Okay. So he's got to kill with some pizzazz. Like, Dembala is bored, and I'm here for it. And they're like, listen, I saw that shit that you did. You tried to kill the you killed the president. Like, you did that. Okay, that was cute. But, like, you need to dress it up and make it real for me. Like, you have to do something I ain't never seen you done before. You have to get creative. So not only do you have to get creative, I'm going to force you to bring me the bullshit, but you have to do it as a ghost. Because you ain't never did no shit like that before. So now I'm going to set the game on expert. And I'm like,
listen, I love it. I love it. Because he fucking did. He fucking did. I am shocked that like over 40 years later, we're starting to find a new shit for this doll to do. Chucky with the glasses and the computer. I was cackling. Like, this is my first time knowing Chucky can do things. I was like, little glasses, little computer, his little therapy moment. I lost my fucking shit. I could not hear the dialogue because I was laughing. Party of one. And I just think that it goes to show that they understand the world that they've built, where this little doll who's a murderer is so cute and tiny that we're just like, look at him in a wheelchair. Aw.
Yes. I do think that is what makes this show and this franchise so strong, is that they know the show, like they know what to give us. I mean, it's why Don Mancini is so smart, is because he knows what Chucky is, and he's not trying to make Chucky something Chucky's not.
No. But we're definitely in Cat's note land. What's one of your thoughts about this episode?
Oh, listen, my notes the same as y'all's in Tyrone's. Like, if you, this episode alone, this season, I know every season is like, and let me add another one. But I felt like this episode, like last week's episode into like this one, really took the lore of the world to a whole new level. Like, obviously we were kind of dipping and dabbling in it, but we're now like seances. We're traveling to the spirit realm. We're doing shit we wasn't even ever doing before. So to your point, Sheree, like I have my notes. If you told child me, young adult me, like I'm like 85, that we were going to do it like this. Like, we're getting to see Brad Dourif play himself as Chucky, because what the fuck's really happening? And he's in regular clothes with the curl in the front. I'm scared because I'm just like, what the fuck is really going on? But I'm all the way tuned in. Like, I'm so excited for next week.
Same. Because this crew acts like every episode could be their last. And I'm just like, y'all know y'all filmed all 8. Y'all get this whole season, right? And like, no. And I'm like, that's the energy you should bring to everything. Because so many people are just like, after 8 episodes, we'll get into my story. And by 8 episodes, I'm not there. Because you know what I'm not going to do in this economy? Give up hours of my life to see you find yourself. Either you know what you're doing or you don't know what you're doing. I'll read the Wikipedia page. And so I love that every fucking week it's just like, surprise, surprise, you gagged, bitches. I'm like, yes, I am. See you next time.
Right.
No filler. No filler this season at all.
Listen, no. Not a 5-minute window to breathe.
And as much as I hated it, one, because of the reasons why it had to happen, and two, because we had to wait so long, I think kind of the break in the middle has helped this season even more than seasons 1 and 2. Like, it came back and it's like, okay, now we have even more ideas. You know what I mean? Now, they could have had those same ideas, I guess. But if even taking that however long hiatus they took because of the strikes and all that, if taking that time gave Don Mancini just a smidgen of an idea to bring into this last half of the season, kudos.
I actually want to know, like, what had to change? Because, like, this cast is popping. Like, these adults stay busy. You can't just be like, we have Jennifer Tilly on standby. You need to be like, we have Jennifer Tilly these days. And so I do wonder if, like, some people were like, when things come back, I won't be there. And so he said to, like, shift things around or not. Because I know that, like, I have not read the article because I'm not trying to get spoiled. And people who've seen the whole season are spoiling shit left and right. I don't get spoilers. And you ain't going to ruin this for me because this is Chucky. But I know that Brad Dourif has an interview. We're talking about how he's basically retired aside from Chucky. Because, like, he is Chucky. Chucky is still going. And he owes it to, like, the fans and the people. And also, it's a family affair now. Like, his daughter is playing a hot version of him, younger self. And sometimes in a wheelchair, going the fuck off. Like, you can't just walk away from this. You're too invested. And so I get that. And so I love that while he's, like, only Chucky, he's, like, also only Charles Lee Ray, bitches. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. Uncle's home. Again, I have no notes for him. Give him everything. I would watch him talk to his doll form for 3 hours and then stand up and clap and be like, where's the Oscar?
Yeah, I think they both deserve seats on Shannon Sharp, you know, on the show. Both deserve seats. Separate episodes, two episodes.
Yeah. They've got beef. clearly. I'm just gonna go back to our note we had last week that I'm sad that Lady President fizzled out because I thought she was gonna be a badass bitch, and she is like, no, I'm not actually. Surprise! I wanted more from her. Hey, in love with horror. Listen, I don't know who's in charge of the YouTube comments right now, but I too would watch Brad Dourif talk to his dog. I would talk to his neighbor. I don't talk to his bang. I don't care. I want Brad Dourif on my screen at all times.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Sheree and I were talking last night and today because that's just what life be like. And I don't have this in the notes, but this is a note. They are pushing out this storyline like this is the last season and they are going out with a bang for real. I'm a little scared because... Dang. I don't know, but also like this has been a joyride. What's really going on? Also, where are we going?
I am concerned and I am confused because Chucky's bringing in bank. Like nobody knows what USA and sci-fi does outside of Chucky. Let's just be honest. I'm sure a lot of actors have great jobs. I love they're getting to the bags. I don't know what they're doing. I'm here for Charles Lee Ray. And well, I'm not alone because when Peacock played in people's faces last week, look how that turned out.
Trash.
They walked that back so fucking fast. They are like, LOL, we fucked up. We're so sorry.
Oh, yeah, they had a scour on the internet, you know?
Right. Putting the pirateers, the little eye patch back on. And
so many people are like, I already broke up with them. Now I gotta get back together with them. Are you serious? Like, it was whiplash.
But yeah, but okay, am I crazy or did I feel like, I might have dreamt it. I don't know. Didn't I read somewhere that like they're in talks for another movie next?
He's never ruled it out. He's always been like, Chucky can do anything and Chucky can, as we've seen for 3 seasons now. He will take Chucky to space and back if he wants to, because when you have the original creator who understands the assignment, you can have fun. This is why this is the franchise that's lasted the longest and that's been consistently good. Because we have franchises who keep doing things. And I love that sometimes people get paid, but like I can't support them franchises. And we have Chucky who, aside from that one random stray, we tried to like do that little weird mutiny and be like, Nanny's AI. And it's like William Dafoe. That was a whole journey that I did not need.
But that, like, was, and that was not Don. Don was not involved.
No, which is, again, why it does not work. Because the actual franchise that's with the creator is working. It can do whatever the fuck it wants. And we will tune the fuck in. Because they know their audience. They know their product.
Yes. But can we talk for a minute about our good Lord and Savior, Miss Jennifer Tilly? Because this whole episode, she is channeling her Betty Davis, and I was living. The whole setup that she has on death row is better than my setup outside of prison. So, like, Give me some pointers, Tiffany. Give me some pointers.
Leave it to Tiffany Valentine, Jennifer Tilly, Jennifer Valentine, Tiffany Tilly to have the most iconic execution outfit. I was like, when you're done with that, can I have it? Because it's giving
her little tears.
Oh my God, the little glitter teardrop. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Y'all are not serious people.
It was the veil for me.
Yeah, listen.
The lace. The lace train at that. Ugh.
It was a moment. I was like,
I want to know who designed it.
That's one of my fucking notes. I'm like, are we doing custom builds for Miss Tilly? Because I've not seen this in the wild. I'm not seeing these outfits out in like Target.
We don't know. I don't know this for sure, but like, it might have been a drag queen because that was looking like something from Drag Race.
A lot of her outfits do. And I think that's part of the gag because, of course, Tiffany Valentine would be like, I'm Jennifer Tilly, but also let me be the most extravagant version of Jennifer Tilly.
Jennifer Tilly in drag.
Listen, like In Love with Horace saying, she's already iconic, but now she just loves her even more. I fucking just love all of the adults are just always doing something spicy. And I think it's because Dom Mancini is just like, we can have fun with them. We can kill Devon Sawa twice in one season. We keep doing. Can we talk about how they drowned his ass? And then they had the CGI Brad Dourif and the CGI Chucky. And I'm just like, nobody got drowned but Devon Sawa.
And the other, the Secret Service dude.
But he was down. He was down. He was not like chugging bloody water. Like Devon Sawa was still trucking the shit through his house somewhere right now, months later. Like that guard was like, oh no, this is bad. Good day. Oh, Devon Sawa was like.
Listen, the cinematography, you know, just to see Charles in that elevator. I was like, this shit is horrifying. Like it was comical at one point. Cause I was like, where the fuck is this blood coming from? So much blood. But at a certain point I was like, this shit is so comical. And then I'm like, The Secret Service, you know, he just forgets that he's supposed to kill this man, and he's just like, you know what? I've got other shit to worry about. Let's try and get out of here.
I want to know how much fake blood they used in this episode.
It felt like a drag race competition where it's like dunk the queens, those mean ones. They walk in their best drag, and it's like ha ha ha, bitch! You're going underwater. I'm like, excuse you,
I designed this underwater. My mother.
What do you mean? What do you mean? That's what it felt like, but the stakes were higher because that shit was red. That's hard to get out of. Those stains are forever. Whatever was ruined was ruined.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, but where's the rest of the blood? You know, like it's just I just had to suspend my belief for a couple minutes. You know.
It's the only Shining reference I'm willing to hear. Because I don't fucks with The Shining. I know a lot of people do. I'm a Gemini. I'm not. And that's what I know about that.
But I did like how they were kind of referencing it, but like opposite. So you're seeing, like the scene from The Shining is the elevator doors opening and the blood rushing out. In this one, you see the blood in the elevator, but when the doors open, I was expecting there to be like this huge thing of blood that, but there's not. And I was like, that's a fun reference where you're referencing, mm-hmm. but you're not copying.
All three seasons. We've gotten so many nods to so many movies and so many things, but it's never been like outright copycatting. And I love that because again, like the girls are just like, oh, that's the most iconic thing that's ever happened. And they're like, well, what happens when Charles Lee Ray does it and interprets it this way? And then it's better and cooler.
Listen, fucking Joseph, there's nothing will top Joseph for me in the Chucky universe, you know, that I feel like for me, Joseph is up here and just his arc from, you know, just the side mask, the Phantom of the Opera mask, you know, to him just, you know, deteriorating. And I'm like looking like the Crypt Keeper and I'm like, oh yeah. Like Hot Topic, where you at? Like take my money.
I need old Chucky merch today. So, I need old Chucky merch right now.
I usually don't do this, but one of my friends on Facebook posted that, like, show me your ninth picture, whatever it is. Because I'm usually like, well, it's probably not appropriate. But this time.
New hair, don't care. Get it. Like,
this time, though, it was literally the still that I used on the Fear Street Instagram last week of Chucky and the little kid sitting next to him at the dinner table. I was like, I have to share this.
While we talk about little kids, go talk about how Henry is the most traumatized person to ever survive Chucky. Like, in the course of one night, he found out his dad is dead. There's an imposter. That's two issues right there. He found out his doll is not his brother. It's actually a murderous killer doll who blew up the North Pole and told him Santa Claus wasn't real. That boy is not coming back. He's not coming back. And while he's processing all this, starting the space, the ghost that was inhabiting his doll's body is like, fuck you, little fucker. I'm happy his mother got him out. That's the best move she's made all season. Like,
truly, the only good thing that woman has done all season.
Okay, but like that glides into my note, which is y'all really think that car got away? Like, I don't think, I literally am like, I'm keeping the driver, Mrs. Collins and Henry in my thoughts, because ultimately the goal is to wipe away all of this shit. Like, no one wants to know that this is what's going on. Stay in tune.
Yep.
I see that. Actually, I think if that does happen, I don't think it's Chucky that'll kill them. I think it's that shady ass, whatever his name. What?
Mr. Price.
Because I don't trust his ass for a second. And when
I need to die, he's like, I can help with that.
And he was like, I don't trust you. Give me that. Give me that.
Devin's usually the kid that has to ask all the questions. And I love that for him, but I hate that for him. Because this is being a group project. But he's got to be like, what's that machine? What are we doing? While Jake's just kind of like, I'm here, my new hair, and I'm having fun. And Lex is like, I got a new man. I'm caring about my sister and nothing else. And I'm just like, but you have to be alive to save your sister. Can we get the fuck out of this house?
So do we think Lexi is really into Grant? Because I didn't think so until this episode. And this episode, I was like, I'm getting weird vibes here. And I don't understand, because I miss the petty Lexi. Like, I miss the I don't need a man Lexi. Like, I don't want to go back to Lexi season one where she's all about what's his nuts. Like, I don't want to go back to that. I want to stick with Lexi where she's like, fuck all people.
I don't think she's ever been like, I need a man, because like, she was cheating on Junior. Like, they were really towing that line of what can you make a child do on screen? Also, we're gonna try to stab while they do it. And so like, she's never been like, I'm a one man lady. And then like, last season, we thought she was about to have a girlfriend and they killed Nadine. And so I was like, okay, I feel like Lexi just wants attention because she's alone. And Jake and Devin are very much coupled. And so she's that third wheel who's like, I want to be with somebody.
Mm-hmm. He'll do. So she's settling.
As we all do at that age. Like, that's the truest thing I've seen that bitch do. Get it. But also, I as we know, I don't like kids. I mean, I've not healed, so I've not forgiven Lexi for what she did to Jake in the first episode. We meet her starting shit. I've not forgiven her. But I did appreciate that while they were having a little lover spat about if he can die and if he can't die, she was like, whoever loves who, logistically speaking. Can we talk about this? Also, my sister. And so I have to give her credit for being the voice of reason for 5 seconds this episode. Yeah.
I think she goes back and forth. Like, I feel like it's a little bit of both. Like, I think she does care for him, you know, a little bit, but it's not that deep. You know, I feel like if something were to happen, she'd get over it relatively quickly, you know.
Nadine and Junior.
I mean, truly, yeah, that's fair. I don't know that she would be like heartbroken if he died, which I would still be shocked if he survives the season. But I'm shocked he survived the electrocution blood water moment. Like,
can we talk about how they referenced themselves? That's how they killed Jake's dad in the first season. And now they just cleared a bunch of adults. They were just like, we have to clear the board. We have one episode left. You can't all stay. Sorry about it, day players. And I'm like, whoa, they had a name. They did. Okay. It was Whiplash. It was so much Whiplash. I was like, is Timmy still with this? Because I couldn't see it at first.
Yeah. Listen, speaking of Timmy, that was one of my notes. Like, he was, you know, he was a highlight for me, you know. Just him stepping on the scene and being like, yeah, I can see him. You know, I'm like, okay, that's my guy. That's my guy right there.
The resume of Buckingham Palace and Taylor Swift pulling him in every breakup sent me over the moon. That man stays busy. Like,
yes. So funny.
The references.
Okay, but like, is the whole presidential cabinet gone? because I need to know. Like, at this point, if you are not a random staffer who's been able to work from home, shout out to y'all. But also, like, everyone is gone. The backup to the backup plan is gone.
I think we're down to, like, the Speaker of the House.
She might be dead, too.
She may be dead, too. I don't remember who was who. They all kind of run together. But, yeah, like, the president's been dead. The vice president died. Well, I guess that would be the new president. His vice president died. Or the woman, the speech communication person was dead. Like, yeah, everybody. Like, most everybody.
I think we start going to departments next. So that's what I'm really like. The other thing, okay, I'm not sure if y'all, like, I can't remember my brain, but, like, it really grinds my gears. Because there are so, in this universe, there's no cameras that exist. So we could have debunked this a long time. Because I'm just like, the White House is not set up like this. I'm sorry. When they start doing stuff, I don't know if y'all are like this when you see stuff like in places where you live. But I'm like, that's not how that works. Like, sorry, I don't even feel that way.
I definitely, this episode was like, Chucky's a soap opera. Chucky's a soap opera. Let it go. Because this is some soap opera shit we're doing. No cameras, yeah. No security. You're not going to have your Secret Service people get a whole family out of a house. You're just not.
When fake Devin Sawa was running from Secret Service, I'm like, that bitch, they're going to shoot you. They would shoot you so quick.
You got that. But like, I'm just like, all right, so the next in line is like, we start going to government officials and buildings and stuff. Like, but also, are they dead? Like, I'm going there. Don Mancini, come holler at me. I need to know what's next.
Whoever's next, if it was me, I would not answer the call. I'd be like, how many people mysteriously died this week? No. No. You come kill me in my home. I'm not going to second location to die. Whatever's going on in there, I don't want that. Find me
We're
in the
building
street.
A new White House. Like, burn it down.
Listen. Why it's gotta be white anyways? Build from the ashes. Chucky's doing the good work. That's his platform. Vote for him. Charles Lee Ray, 2024.
Listen, that's why I'm like, you know what? At what point do the aliens step in? You know, because all this shit coming on, all this shit going on, at what point do the aliens step in? You know, especially when they sense that the White House is just one by one. Like, I refuse to believe that, you know, of course, you know, you suspend your belief for the show, but, you know, all these people just start getting knocked off and it's just like, oh, okay, we'll sweep this. We'll roll this rug up. Not even sweeping under the rug. We're just going to roll this rug up out of here, you know.
Again, Lady President had a rug for everybody they found. And so I was rooting for her to be somebody. I was rooting for her to be something. And for her to just be like, oh, no, this is too much. I'm a little traumatized. Look,
doesn't that kind of make her so relatable to be like, you mean, what happened? Bye. I'm getting the fuck out.
I love that she got the fuck out. But like last episode and the season, I mean, this episode before she got into the car, I was like, what is you doing? Because she's had a couple of moments of don't touch my kid and not cancer. But for the most part, she's been like, well, I guess it's over for me. What are y'all doing? I'm gonna drink my wine and smoke my cigarettes. And I love that as an actress gets to play. But I was like, I thought you're gonna be somebody. I thought you're gonna be involved. I thought you're gonna like have secrets and shit. And she's like, no. My husband's dead and I'm done now. I'm just like, okay, but he dies all the time. I know you don't know that in the world, but like, what you gonna do for dinner? And she's like, wine.
Well, I do think some of it too, though, is she's kind of protected while he's alive, right? They're not going to kill her first. They're going to kill the president and then come after the first lady. They're not going to come after the first. I mean, you know, in my head, that's what I would be thinking. But as soon as he's dead, suddenly there's no shield. You have no shield. You know, y'all know I love Survivor. When you vote out the shield, now you're in danger, girl. And the shield is gone. And so she left.
I was hoping she wanted to snake her way into a seat of power because, again, she was like, new body, who that? Don't know them. And so I was like, she's really doing this because she's got, like, a goal. She's got an end game. But it was really just her making bad white woman choices. And that, I mean, it's more true to life, but, like, it's not as interesting as she's about to, like, do some shit and be like, surprise, I was talking to this country the whole time. And she was just like, oh, no, I've hit all those bodies and got rid of all these rugs for no reason, I guess. It's a choice.
It would have been nice to see her character, you know, elevate a little bit more, you know, and gain a little bit more power and a little bit more authority. Be like, all right, my husband's. I know you guys got this doppelganger floating around, but you know, my husband, he's not here, so I'm running shit now. You know,
right? I would have loved that for her to be like, no, 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 I watched Scandal. And let me tell you what we're going to do now. But instead, she was like, I'm traumatized. What you doing, body double? I was like, choices. But also, can we talk about how somebody clocked they kill a Devon Sawa character every seventh episode? Because I was like, is he going to make it to the finale this year? And of course he did not. I mean, he might, because it's Chucky. We don't know what ghost is going to show up next week. But
they've already brought him back once, immediately. Like, he died, and then there he's back. So he could be in the spirit world.
He's got five ghosts that could show up in that house that we know about. So if he's in the finale, I would not be surprised. But also, they do kill a character every seventh episode. The person who pointed it out, I was like, how dare you point out the obvious in front of me, because I can't do math. That's real embarrassing. But thank you for letting me know next season to be like, episode 7 this week. Sorry, Devin.
But now that I'm thinking about it, we're going to the spirit world. So what if we have like all these different Devins in the spirit world? You know, just all these different characters. Just
a Devin off. A Devin off.
The Devinverse.
Listen. Will they look like
they even bring in like Casper Devin and like Final Destination Devin? And
if they roll in a Casper. So help me, I am adding Damian Cini to be like, look, you were out of pocket and I love it. I know you don't fucking know me, but you should, because I want a Chucky Don. I can't afford one. Please send one. But also, you're out of pocket. I love you.
Yes, way to bargain.
Listen. It would be fun to have a Devin off, though. Because again, we've killed him in five different ways now. Like, we've electrocuted him. We've beaten him to death with a Chucky doll. We've exploded him as a father. We gouged his eyes out as a president. And then we just drowned him in an elevator of blood last night. So, like, however he starts with the party, it's going to look real bad. And I think that's fun.
Like, this guy knows how to get a check. Like, how many checks are they writing him?
I need to see his contract, because literally, he was like, oh no, they got my eyeballs next week on Chucky. Hi.
It was literally like, oh, Devin's dead. Devin's back. This is like two seconds.
We opened the episode, him eyeless, and then 2 seconds later, he's like, hi, I'm the president of Spider Devil. It's a pleasure to meet you, madam. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? Can we just 5 seconds, Mr. Mancini? I just want to breathe for 5 seconds. Like, bitch, no. No.
So funny.
I feel like, are we good with notes? Are we good to move to tops and bottoms?
Well, I got one more note. You know, Devin with the tubes tied up to him or whatever, and talking to the American public, I'm like, this shit is getting a little too real for me. You know, because I feel like the government plays in our face all the time. So I felt like it was a little bit too much of reality, you know, but I was digging it. I couldn't look away.
Chucky has become the soap opera I didn't know I could need. Because I missed Passions. We were a Days of Our Lives household as a kid. So that's where I was seeing the Possessions on daytime TV. So I missed all of the Passions, but I feel like Chucky is Passions if Passions were something I wanted to watch.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a GH That's household. Fair. Listen. I've got a last one. I wish we would have got to see Gigi in this episode. And that kind of slides into the bottoms, even though it wasn't my bottom. But like, I love that Nika got them bars off, but I really was just like, I wanted to see Gigi come through the door and be like, mama. But that's not what happened. We got a message, but we got some bars right after that message. It was like, let me give you this heartwarming tearjerker, and then let me tell you how much of a bitch you are. See you at the crossroads.
I feel like every time we see Nika, I relate to her more and more, because again, I am a Gemini. So if I say I'm gonna relay the message, I will, but also I'm starting to fucking say too. She's been through it, and she wants to throw hands. She does. Like, if they Let's go and talk. We've not talked about that. They really executed Tiffany. I did not see that coming.
I don't think she's gone.
You don't kill Jen for Tilly. But like, I didn't see them actually going through with putting the needle in her arm, whatever is in the needle and whatever we find out next week. I did not see us going this far. I was like, okay, now. Okay, wait, what?
Well, what? I do think they do have to get her in the spirit world, though, for next episode. I think that's the plan. Mm-hmm. So that's the way to do it, is to execute her, and then she'll find a way back out of the underworld or the White House underworld or wherever it is.
100%. But until they stuck her, I was like, we're not going to kill her. And I was like, oh, she's going to meet them over there. Because Jake's heading that way, too. There's no way to predict that Jake and Tiffany would be getting the last jabs of the episode. Of the penultimate episode.
Okay. I'm glad I missed. I had to stop my head in his back because y'all mentioned this. Y'all ready to be gagged if both of those needles have a bunch of bullshit in it? And yep. Okay. Because I thought about it too. I was like, you know, he said that other needle's going to bring him back. Like, it's hot outside, y'all. They love racing. We love to see it. But I'm like, but are you sure?
Right. I don't trust Mr. Price, and not just because he's named Mr. Price, which is probably a Vincent Price reference, but I've not confirmed that. But I also remember that, like, she was working on Nambala magic in that prison on everybody but the sniper. So what if she was like, you switch on that needle, give me some saline, and I'll fake it. But either way, Jennifer Tilly was like, oh, I've not gotten my Emmy this season.
Yes.
But yeah. I think we're good for tops and bottoms. Do you want to start off the tops, Kat?
Gowns, beautiful gowns. And not just Jennifer Tilly, Tiffany Valentine. I'm talking about Brad Dourif. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the kids. Everybody had looks. I really want to get into the first ringlet that was on the side swoop. I've been doing, like, since I saw you debut your hair last night. This is me in the comments, like, I'm just like, and then we're here tonight. I can't wait to see Trent so I can do this, because I'm just like, I too want the haircut. I just really feel like while we're a dapper ghost, like, we're just here. Like, I know we were back in the outfit that we had on in the 80s, but damn, you still looking okay, cinched.
Listen.
A fan. That was my top. That was it. Everyone's outfits and makeup and looks. You already brought up the tears. That was just it for me. Because there was so much happening. There were so many good things. But, you know, I love a beautiful gown moment.
Listen, and there were so many moments. And the details. I also appreciated that this Devon Sawa body double was wearing, like, a powdery blue sweater, I believe, which was Jake's uncle's favorite go-to before he was bludgeoned to death with a Chucky doll going, woo! I was like, I'm going to kill him in a powder blue sweater every second character in a season. Is that what we're going to do? It's like hopscotch. I'm counting. What's your top,
Tyrone? Oh, my top is probably the scene that gave me the most laugh, you know, was the presidential escape scene, you know, when he's running away from the Secret Service. And he's like, you know what? I know what this is. I'm not a kingmaker. You know, I'm not the guy. You know, I'm not leaving this room, am I? He's like, no, you're not. And then I'm like, I start cracking up because I'm like, man, if you were in that situation, what would you do? You know, like, you probably have to smack something out of somebody's hand, roll over the bed, and try and get the hell out of there. And it was just, it was executed like a Black Swan performance. You know, it was very. Very peak entertainment for me for this episode, you know.
I loved it so much. The second he threw the pillow and then did the roll across the bed, I was like, this is cinema. No notes. We now have action star Devon Sawa on top of all the other Devon Sawas we've killed in the show. And I'm not gonna lie, for a second, I was like, is he gonna make it out of the house and then die?
Yes,
he did not.
Yes.
But I was like, you might actually make it to fuck out. And he's like, no, I'm still Devon Sawa, still Chucky. I'm like, that's fair. But I was rooting for you. I believed.
I thought the doors were going to open, like, when the elevator started pouring the blood down, and I'm like, good, the Secret Service is distracted right now. Like, it's time to get the fuck up out of here. Like, this is where we make our escape. But apparently no.
It was so
not
mean.
Today.
Not today, Devon Sawa. Not today. What is your top trend?
My top, I'm going off Kat. My top is specifically Tiffany's execution outfit, chef's kiss. Beautiful. I love that she got a costume change. I love that even the cards that aren't, like, mind washed, They're still letting this woman just do what the fuck she wants. I just live. And then also the amount of blood in this episode. There was so much. It was just like, this is excess and I'm here for it.
It's like they looked around and was like, we just got some budget left. Where are some of them trucks of blood? We know they out here. Brad Dourif is always the top. I'm sorry. I love so many actors in this thing. I love so many things that happen. Brad Dourif is the reason for the season, literally, vocally. And seeing him physically just like fucked me all the way up. I'm way too emotional about seeing him actually walk around as Ghost Charles Lee Ray. Y'all don't even know what that did to me. But like, they saved all their fucks for him to give in real time instead of through Chucky. Because he just went on like a fuck tirade. And it's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's all of them. And it's like, one more bit. Wait, did I miscount? Oh, it was like the gun and Clue when I counted the bullets. It's like, and the fucks, that was me. Like, and then he had one more. And so I just loved seeing his actual face say fuck 90 times because that's not something you could just do on basic cable. But he's fucking earned it. He could just say fuck for 3 hours and I would just like clap and cry. And I'd be like, this is art. This is cinema. This is why people go to art school. You don't understand, peasants. That's my top. What is your bottom, Kat?
Okay, so my bottom, once again, there wasn't really any like meh stuff about this episode, but I'm sad that our girl Tiff is dead, at least for now.
Yeah.
Like, she's no longer with us, but that was the bottom for me because I was like, oh, they're really going through with this. Like, unless you know your suggestion is what Sheree, what might be happening, like maybe we're all tricked and like maybe they're only going to sleep for a little while and they got a way to get sprung out. But I'm just sad because I'm like, dang. Outside of that forced love story, because I feel like the love story is forced.
Again, I'm already overly invested in Jake and Devin now that Jake is behaving correctly. I can't also care about other teen love lives. I'm so sorry. Get a different show. What's your bottom, Tyrone?
My bottom would, like, I feel like there's really not too much like critique that I have of this episode, but I would say like the ending seemed very like, you know, like Sands to the Hourglass, so are the days of our lives. Yes. You know, for me. And it just made me eye roll and laugh. I was just like, oh, okay, here we go. Jennifer, she's getting old needle, you know, Jake's getting old needle, but it's funny that all of us know this ain't the end. Like, no one's like, oh my God, you know, cliffhanger, what's gonna happen? Are they gonna, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, we know it's not the end because it's Chucky.
Listen, because I love how even the characters are commenting how they never die. Like, when he calls Tiff 2 episodes ago, and she's like, well, call me when you're back on your feet. And he's like, no, I'm really dying this time. She's like, what? Like, you can do that? Like, this is one of the few franchises that actually runs on legacy characters because legacy characters are villains and they are fucking delightful. A lot of other franchises keep trying to put their legacy characters back in, and I don't know for who, but like, this is the only one that needs to do that. Because like, remember when they found us a new Sally Hardesty for the last Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and we were like, okay, anybody can get cut up with a chainsaw, though. It's not special. It's not a unique experience. And so I love that we are here watching them die repeatedly over and over and over, like Supernatural, but with Chucky.
Damn, Supernatural.
Mm-hmm. Talk about people dying every season. They had a pattern, though. I'd be like, Dean died last time, so it's on you, Sam. And they'd be like, no, and then Sam be damn, like, I know. I'm not new.
Yeah, I stopped after the first apocalypse. I was like, you know what?
That's when you should stop.
Listen, Buffy got 3, because that was Buffy. Everybody else?
Yo, thin ice. It's Buffy.
What's your bottom, Trent?
My bottom is, again, I'm kind of agreeing with Kat. There's not a lot of bottoms in this episode. You know, it's like real life out here.
I'm saucy tonight. You came back. You was like, I got a bang. Let's go.
But it's Lexi in this episode. I don't think she had enough one-liners. I miss sassy Lexi. I'm not loving this weird forced love story. Like, I'm hoping next episode she's like, gotcha, Grant. I was just using your ass. Bye. Gotta go. But I don't think it will happen. But I hope, fingers crossed.
Nah. She always finds a person to care about these last two seasons. And I think it's because they're trying to rehab her. Because again, she entered the chat as that bitch. And that's why I've not healed and I will not forget. The North remembers. Every time I'm looking at them as a group, I'm just like, Jake, remember what she fucking did to you? And he's like, I can't hear you. I'm in love. I'm like, I remember though. I remember. fuck your love. Like, your enemy's right here. Fight her. And if they would just fight, I could maybe forgive her, but they won't because that's not this world right now. I'm hoping that, like, while Charles Lee Ray is down one of these next three times, they'll make time to, like, actually throw hands. And that way we can start moving past this. Yeah. My bottom is also Grant, but then Lexi, because I'm not here for the, I'm going back in for the friends I made last night, Mom. I'm not here for that nonsense. You said you're going to get them help. So get in the car and get to a phone and get them help. Don't. What are you going to do as a tween other than get your bodyguard killed? And then he gets them out and Lexi's like, I'm not leaving without my sister. Chucky did, bitch. Like, you can't save your sister if you also did. Get the fuck out. This is why I cannot have children and be around children, because I don't understand them and I don't want to.
I don't know if they all make a choices like that.
Listen. Because that would have never been Devin. Devin would have been like, we got to get to Gittin. I saw my mom go down some stairs. I don't want to follow her. Please let us out. even Jake, I feel, would have been like, I'm following the love of my life. But like, she's like, no, now that we're all here, Scooby gang. And I was like, bitch, this is not, these are not Scooby-Doo stakes. You fighting Chucky. You fighting all the Chuckies. You might have some Tiffany's coming for you. Caroline wants to be where she at, wherever that is. Let her go.
Right. She's made her choice.
Didn't she though? Because she was like, I'm leaving with Jennifer Tilly. And I don't blame her, because Jennifer Tilly is Jennifer Tilly. She's that bitch. I too would be like, I'm sorry, everybody. Peace out. She gonna win this. Good luck to you if you stick around and exit. But like, the questions for this episode, I got two this week because we had a lot of fucking shit going on because it's fucking Chucky. Do we think we've seen the last of Devin Sawa this season?
No.
Nobody's fooled?
No.
Okay.
Definitely come back as a ghost.
At least one ghost. At least one ghost. I would be surprised to come back as a new character because, again, they are just playing with us at this point. He might be the person who revives Jake. Like, it might be like, and he's like, you look at my dad. Oh my God, it's so weird. And I'm like, that joke again? I'm still laughing, but I see you.
See, he might come back as his dad, you know, and then it's Jake's dad, and then, you know, roll up on Lexi. Be like, you know, I saw what you did.
If he throws hands at her, I will also maybe start forgiving her. Somebody just got to throw hands. I don't even care who anymore. It could be Caroline. Like, somebody has to hit Lexi so I can heal as a person and enjoy her as a character.
She got to get one. She got to get, because after season one, I was like, oh my God. Like, you
episode
know.
One. Episode one. She came in with that energy. And I was like, girl, you got to die. And Chucky's like, I'm killing everybody. I'm like, but also kill her. She's a great actor. That's her fault. I'm sorry about it. My last question. What do we need to see in next week's finale? Because it's the finale, and they act like this is our last episode every week. What do we need to feel fulfilled in next week's episode?
Gigi.
You know they won't be there.
I know, but I need to see it. Even if it's just like the very end. Like a funeral for Tiffany or something. I don't know.
I need to see how we as Americans apparently fast track global warming, allegedly. So, you know, because now that we didn't got rid of a whole like continent, apparently, or a good chunk of it, that has definitely added a bunch of like bullshit to the ocean, including rise of the sea levels. Yes, my brain is going there. I am there. We're doing that in this universe, okay? Because I'm like, oh, that was the first thing I thought about when that happened. I was like, no, sea levels.
I fully expect to see Chucky ride in on an iceberg for season four. Like, yes. Rip. Just like him be like, ha ha, fuck you again, Sienna. And I'll be like, yeah. Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah, I need to see a little bit more Dimbala. You know, I need to see a little bit more of that dialogue, you know, between Dimbala and, you know, Charles. It was classic for me. You know, I could literally just have a whole hour. Just leave an episode, like one of those episodes where you just have two characters just talking, like, what was that show on HBO with Zendaya.
Euphoria.
Euphoria. Like that episode where she's just in the coffee house, just talking. Just have that Dembélé and Charles E. Ray.
Done. Sold. Voting for it on something right now. I don't know who will accept my vote. I'm voting for that. I want that because, again, like I forgot how much I miss seeing Brad Dourif in this world because, again, he set it in motion. He was there in the store. He got shot by Chris Sarandon's cop character and was like, I'm not taking this L. I know voodoo. Let's go. And we've not seen him on set again. And so I fucking love that he gets to play in this world. I didn't know how much it was going to mean to me until I saw him do it. I think what I need next week, and I hate that I'm going to say it because it probably means flashback episode, and we ain't got time for no flashbacks. But I need to see him, and I need to see Fiona, because they are related in real life, and they are both fucking badass actors. And I need to see that for myself, because we don't know if he's going to have more screen time next season. Or if he's going to just be in voice. And so I want to see them in the same thing and not just a documentary or an interview or a red carpet event. I want to see them have a scene together to be like, this is Chucky. I helped build this shit. This is my daughter. Yay. I don't want her to be in Charles Lee Ray drag because that's very confusing to see both of them on screen at the same time. And that's a lot of feelings I don't want to unpack. But I like to see them in a scene together. Therapy's not free. Let's not do that to the girls. But like... Let us have them in the same scene somehow.
We see you, friend. It's all good.
Listen, I'd be like, I got to sit this episode out. I'm still thinking about it 24 hours later. I'm still thinking about what I thought I knew and who I am now. I'm a new bitch. And so, yeah, that's what I would like.
All right. Well, those are all good answers. And so that's our thoughts on episode 7. Thank you so much, Kat and Evil, for joining us. We will be back next week for episode 8.
Yes. It's called Final Destination, which is another reason why I think Devin Sawa will be there. Because it's rude as a bitch to name it Final Destination and be like, haha, we killed you. In Love with Horror. Oh my God, thank you. In Love with Horror is saying this commentary is needed while watching the episode. Y'all are amazing. Thank y'all, friends.
Thank you. Thank you.
But it's called Final Destination, which is another reason why, if he's not there, that's personal. Like, that's Mr. Mancini in the being like, you know what? Devin parked in my parking spot once. Fuck him. Can you imagine that getting called back to the episode that's named after another franchise you was in? Can you imagine?
Yes, I feel like next season, one of the episodes is going to be called Stanley or something, you know?
Listen, didn't we do Idle Hands last season?
Yeah.
Or was it just a reference? I gotta go back because I've not rewatched season 2 yet because of life. But I'm pretty sure if not anything else, we've done a reference to Idle Hands. And so it would just be really mean to be like, we killed you twice this season. LOL. Have fun at home with your kids watching Final Destination. This is the finale you could have been in had you lived. I wouldn't answer my phone anymore at that point. I'd be like, fuck you. I'm not coming back to die anymore. I'm gonna go die somewhere else. Like,
All right, y'all. Well, we'll see y'all next week. And as always, make sure that you stay fierce out there.
Bye. She can make us.